take this off for a moment, so that's nice. So, good morning everyone. How's everyone doing? Good. And how do you feel? Cold, yeah. So, let me just first start and say that God cares about the way you feel, no matter what that is. And let me just remind you of two truths that I shared about God recently. And the first one was that God exists. No matter whether you believe that or not, he exists. He is real and he is active. Now I say that because if there's any atheists, then I would suggest watch out and get to know God this side of life, because it's the best thing you can do. And what a privilege we have, for those who do believe, that we can actually use this time on earth to get to know the living God and understand his ways. I find that for quite a privilege, actually, because there'll be plenty of time in the next life as well. But while we're down here, we can get to know more. So it's wonderful. The second thing I mentioned, a truth about God, is that he cares. That God cares for us, each one of us, every person. He cares about every detail, the big and the small. And that's partly to do with his love. It's an attribute of God's love, is his care. He also cares about the good, the bad, and the ugly, in terms of how we feel.
Is that me
then?
The bad and the ugly.
No comment. There are lots of aspects of God's love to me to mention, but one I would like us to focus on this morning is his healing. God's healing power. And that is another aspect of his love, because he cares for us. He delights in making things better. So I'd like us to briefly look at that subject this morning, about healing. Not for long, just for a little while. The fact that God likes to restore and heal, does that sound like a mean God? No. On the contrary, it sounds like a loving God that he actually restores and heals us. And he loves reaching out to the poor, the weak, the burdened, the sick, and giving them rest. So, let's look at healing. And what I want to start with is three types of healing I've recognised, and you'll probably identify this too. And the first one is natural healing. Now what I mean by that, it's just my opinion, is the body's ability to repair itself is amazing. So down to the smallest thing like cuts and scratches, the body will heal from those scratches. And obviously if you go and have surgery and get sliced open, it's amazing how the body heals itself afterwards. Most of these things are without medicine, by the way. So we've got torn ligaments, pulled muscles, broken bones. They all repair themselves in time. And even there's some bugs and viruses we can overcome without the aid of medicine. Of course, there are other viruses and bugs that maybe we need the aid of medicine for, etc., etc. But the point is, the body has an amazing ability to repair itself, and we have something called the immune system as well. Now here's the thing, that's all been designed and given to us by God. So I want to give him thanks for that ability. I know some people struggle, have deficiencies in their bodies, but we're talking about its basic design, which God has put in us to repair. So thank you God for the body's natural ability to heal itself, and what a wonderful design that is. The second one is medical healing. So you've got medicine, and you've got the medical staff who are trained and equipped to be able to help us get better. And there's loads of medicines out there which are fantastic, and there's loads of medical staff out there, and we've got some in this church as well. And I'm so grateful for their ability to be able to help us get better. So when the body can't repair itself, we go to doctors and nurses, and they give us medicine, and that's all good, and that helps us survive and live. Now, here's the thing. Again, those gifts and abilities that the doctors have, and the knowledge and the understanding they have, is given to them by God. It all comes from God. And even the discovery for medicine and the making of medicines, the good medicines, they all come from an understanding that God has revealed to mankind. It's there for us to find. He's made it in the first place for us to be able to discover. And the abilities, of course, the knowledge and the wisdom comes from God. So thank you, God, for the NHS. Thank you, Lord, for the staff that work there. Thank you for the doctors and the nurses. Thank you for all those wonderful vaccines and medicines, because they come from you. So we thank you for that. Instead, I just wanted to say thank you all for being here. This is not many of us today. It's cold. And I know there's some people away. Yeah, there's Richard Brazil, Brian and Mary and Taunton, and there's a few people that are not well, like Andy Walker and Clive, etc. There's probably lots of others as well who can't be here. But I just wanted to remind us that God is here with us. It's a fact. And that he's everywhere, so he's here as well. Just to look at it that way. Sometimes we can't see him, but the point is, he's everywhere. So he's in this room this morning, which is wonderful. So everything we're doing and saying, the worship and our prayers, he can hear and he can see. So I'm so grateful that God is here with us this morning. And the third aspect of healing that I want to focus on today is supernatural healing. So you've got the natural, the medical healing, and then you've got the supernatural healing. And that healing is where God intervenes. When the body, the first one doesn't work, doesn't repair. And the second one, the medical staff haven't got the answers and they haven't got the cures. And there's no medicine available for that problem, whatever it might be. But we know there are plenty of instances where God supersedes and comes into a situation and heals, and there's no answer naturally for it. It's a supernatural intervention. And that is, I just want to remind us that God does that. He's done it in the past, he's done it in the present, and he's going to do it in the future. So he will provide a way when there's no way in many instances. And this is because although the facts might say one thing, like you're ill and you're not going to get better and we haven't got a cure, blah blah blah, etc. That's the facts, but the truth is superior to the fact. The truth is God, and he can overcome, he can supersede a situation and heal where perhaps we naturally can't be healed. So that is wonderful news. This is part of God's love of nature. He loves us so much, he cares for us. Now the Bible's full of scriptures and stories where God has healed people. There are many verses about healing in both the Old and New Testaments. But don't just take my word for it, we're going to take a quick look at one or two of these scriptures just to get some encouragement from them about God's healing power. And the first slide is already up. It's from Exodus 15:26, and it says, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Now that was when just to put some context in that, that's when the Israelites were coming out of Egypt. They're on their quest to find the promised land. And they had a few encounters and adventures, and they were grumbling at this particular point, and God was reminding them that he was their God and that he would look after them. And they needed reminding, and so do we, to follow his ways, to follow his commands, to do what's right in his eyes. It's good advice. And then the second scripture is also in Exodus. It's Exodus 23, verses 25 to 26. But this says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness away from you, from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan, which is nice. Now, that's again the Israelites grumbling, and God has reminded them that worship the Lord your God only, because they were going into strange territory, and God was asking them to remove certain tribes and people that were having some dodgy practices, including worshipping false gods and sacrificing children. And he was saying to them, worship the Lord your God, not those gods. So if we worship God, and I'm glad to say we did that this morning and did it really well, that's a good thing, to worship God. And I'm glad to say that I did it on Friday night as well, the one of worship, and it was good. And that's worshipping God. We're not worshipping false gods, we're worshipping the living God. And of course, his word says he will bless our food and water, which I love that touch, because I don't know about you, but when we eat at home, we've got a bit of a habit of praying and asking God to just bless what we eat, because we don't want to be poisoned. And I don't mean that about Joe's cookie, because her cooking's fantastic. Yeah, I'm digging a hole here. Her cooking is fantastic. It's the fact that when it comes into the house, we don't know where it's come from. We just trust that it's in good condition. But, you know, sometimes the chicken doesn't smell too good, and we better throw it away. So we ask God to bless the food that does us good, and our water too. But, yeah, it says here, and I'll give you a full lifespan. That's wonderful. I know that we trust the Lord to look after us. We trust the Lord to let us live our life and all our days. And we don't want to die tragically before our time. And in Psalm 30, verse 2, says, Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. That's David. And I like the simplicity of that verse. Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. And we're going to have an opportunity later this morning, or very soon actually I should say, where we are going to call on God ourselves for help. And if we're feeling ill, or we would like prayer in some shape or form, we're going to create an opportunity this morning to do that in this space. So if you're feeling sick, or you know somebody who's feeling sick and is unwell, then please grab the opportunity. I'm going to call on God for help, and we're going to trust him to help us. And of course, we want healing. Now, I've got to say this, I don't know why God doesn't heal. It wasn't in my notes, I wasn't going to say this, but I don't know why he doesn't heal at times. I don't know the answer. It's as simple as that. But I do know he heals, and it's okay to ask for healing, and we should keep pursuing healing. So we should keep pressing in and asking God. And we're going to do that this morning. Now, two more verses from the New Testament. Matthew 9, verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. That's amazing. Here's Jesus himself going through all these villages and healing every disease and sickness. It's documented well in the scriptures that there wasn't any time where you hear somebody saying, oh, it didn't work, he didn't heal me, and Jesus didn't, it didn't work, you know. Jesus healed every sickness and disease, and there's only one record, I think, where he went into a town, I think it was his hometown, and there wasn't many miracles, it says, or there wasn't many people being prayed for because of their lack of faith and unbelief. They didn't want to be prayed for. It wasn't the fact that Jesus prayed for them and it didn't work. It was the fact that they said, no, thank you. And Jesus doesn't, you know, he doesn't force himself into those situations. You have to come to him and say, I want healing. And then he says quite often, what can I do for you? So we're going to do that this morning when we get an opportunity and ask him to heal us. And then Luke 6:19, last verse, just want to focus on. And the people tried to touch him because power was coming out from him and healing them all. I like this verse, it's in Luke, it's obviously, Luke has documented this, but I get the impression it's like a Marvel superhero. standing there, and all these, like, there's powers coming out of him, like, you know, Captain Marvel or something. But of course, it's not really like that, I don't think, but the people recognised that, you know, people were getting touched and healed. Everything was happening and people couldn't wait to touch him because they knew that touching him was the source of the healing. And that's amazing. Now here's the thing, we can see that from the scripture that God heals, that's the past. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever, it says in Hebrews 13:8. So he hasn't changed, I'm grateful. And it's not like he said, oh, that was so last year I did that. I'm not doing it anymore. It's like, no, he'll do it today and he'll do it tomorrow. Because he hasn't changed. And if the need is there, God will help. So we hear stories, don't we, and testimonies and news of people getting healed. We hear it all the time. And I'm encouraged by those stories. We probably know some great stories ourselves and of God's healing power in the real world. And we also, not just in the Bible, we're talking about here, I'm talking about actual people that are living out and being healed. And we probably know somebody who's been healed in some way. So that can be encouraging to us. So we can give thanks to God for those situations. And we can give thanks to God for the medical staff and our bodies where they do repair themselves naturally. And sometimes we take those for granted, but it's good to give thanks to God for the small things as well. Now I just want to look at Revelation 21, verse 4. This verse says, this is in the future, but it says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. That's Revelation 21, verse 4. Now this is in the last book of the Bible, and it's talking about when something's going to happen in the future. The old is going to go, the new is going to come. It's like the earth is going to pass away as we know it, and there's going to be something new. I won't go into the detail of that, but because it hasn't happened yet, that's a fact. But the point is, when that happens, there will be no more sickness, there'll be no more death, and then no more mourning or crying or pain, etc. But here's the thing, until that time comes, there will be, sadly, death, mourning, crying and pain. And I don't want to focus on that, but it's just the fact that that is the reality that we're living at the moment in this world. But in the meantime, we can press into God and call to him in prayer for healing. We can do that, and that's what he wants us to do, to ask. And then of course it's up to him what he does and what happens next. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
We're going to ask God to pray. We're going to pray and ask God to help us. So I'm going to hand over to Joe now, because actually I've got to the end of the note. Sorry, it's a bit abrupt. But here we are.